现世此处苦，死后他处苦，作诸恶业者，两处俱受苦。现悲我作恶，堕恶趣更苦。
Here one burns, one burns hereafter. In both ways that the evil doer burn. Evil I have done, remorsefully one burns, and more one burns, passing to realms of woe.
那么现世此处苦，你会发觉呢，我们常常啊，计算他人的时候，我们很苦。或者是呢，我们要说谎话的时候，我们自己心中已经知道这个是错的，因为要掩饰一句谎话，要讲十句的谎话来掩饰，所以害怕别人看清楚我们讲谎话的真面目，就更苦。
You will find out that you would feel suffer and burns when you try to fend others up. You are in fear of lying. We have truly understood that we feel guilty when we cheat to others. In order to cover up your falsehood, you should make up more than 10 words to hide your fault. In addition, we will feel more suffer when we are fear that others will find out the truth.
那么，做诸恶业者，如果我们呢，现在啊，做种种恐怖他人，让他人受苦之事，我们也会常常恐怖害怕。你看呢，像很多啊，我们讲过，现在很多有钱人，那么前一阵子呢，那些有钱人很可怜啊，因为呢，金融风暴，他们本来是亿万富翁，一夜之间呢，一文不名，因为受不了这个打击。他们没有想到，他们本来就是从一文不名，然后呢到很多钱，能够从没有到变化成有。当然你也要有那个心量跟智慧，要去知道这些既然正回从没有到有，一定会从有又到没有。可是呢，他们不能够接受呢，一夜之间呢，因为金融风暴的关系呢，钱没有了，很多呢就跳楼自杀，很多就喝酒啊，很多就跳河啊，不能够接受这个事实。
We will often feel afraid and fear if we try to do the evil to others. We will also fear afraid and fail if the thing we had done which would cause suffering to others. I have been mentioned before, there were a bunch of wealthy men. They were over the billionaire because of the financial economic shutdown. Within only one night, they became penniless. Many of them were not able to accept the truth. They were not able to bear of this serial defeat. They commit suicide. They forgot to think it carefully. They became rich from owning nothing. They had nothing at all at first. And then they earn lots of money by the truth of the life. Once they have own on hand at present time, they will have to perish at the end. They were not able to accept the truth.
那么做诸恶业者，做种种恶业的呢，今生不安，死后呢也受苦。那么现在呢，悲伤我作恶，堕恶趣呢将会更苦。就像以前呢，在中国大陆的上海，有一个很有钱的官家的年轻人，他因为仗着呢他父亲的势力，所以呢就到处去嫖妓，伤害人家的良家妇女，那么抢夺人家的良家妇女，然后用钱呢杀了很多众生，赌博，种种坏事都做尽。
The evil doer will feel unpeaceful at present life. Of course, they will be to suffer after they have died. Evil I have done remorsefully and burned, and more one burns passes to real of war. In formal time of Shanghai in China,There was a wealthy young man who was also an official quarters. He bullied others on the strength of his father's powerful position. He ever snatched others' wife and even went whoring. Even had been done evil gambling and so on.
然后呢，这个年轻人啊，到32岁、33岁的时候呢，因为筋枯力竭而死，死的时候呢，全身病到剩个一个孤楼架。那在他死后不久呢，一个月左右，他的父亲呢，也生病，不过他的父亲不是孤楼架，是浮肿发黑而亡。就这样呢，这两个父子呢，前后呢做了很多坏事，前后呢就死亡。经过一年之后
，This young master man died at his age of around 32 to 33 for wanting all his energies. It was only the shape of a human skeleton left after he died. 1 month after this young man died, his father was also illness.His father died with rotten and swelling. His father and son were evildoers. They had done many of evil things. Then they died one after another, 1 year later.
那么一年之后啊，他那个太夫人，就是那个老父亲的老太婆啊，很想念自己的丈夫。那时候呢，在上海那个地方啊，是法国的租界地，这是一个真实的事情啊。法国的租界地呢，就有那个法国人呢，他自己说呢，他是灵媒，可以呢招来死亡的灵魂。那么，但是呢，因为每一次要用很多精神，所以呢，一次呢要1000钱。那么这个老太夫人呢，就招这个法国的灵媒来，她在那边跳了半天呢，就是招不到她先生，所以呢，大家都很怀疑她到底招得到招不到。这时候呢，那个少夫人呢，也在旁边呢凑热闹。
1 year later, this old dead man's wife, Miss.Her husband very much. During that time, Shanghai was the leased territory of French. This is a true story. There was a French woman who called herself as a witch who was able to call back the departed spirit. It would use up all her strength. Therefore, she charged so expensive, about $1,000 each time. Then this old venerable woman asked this French witches to help her call back the spirit of his dead husband. Even this witches had tried very hardly, she was not able to call back the departed spirit. Everyone fell doubting for her ability. The young master man's wife was joined in fun.
那这时候呢，大家看啊，赵不老呀，老太爷就七嘴八舌的说呢，嘿，就怂恿那个少夫人说，哎呀，你反正招不来，你爸爸嘛，就看看你先生要不要招来看看啊。后来那个太夫人说，我不管你们了，那一千钱他也不拿回来，所以就那个法国人就觉得自己很没面子，怎么会招不来呢？他说你们再招下一个不用钱啊，免费，还是说我收你500块就好，便宜一点。那少日夫人也想一想，好啦好啦，那我的丈夫呢，因为啊就是呢也很怀念他，虽然他做了很多坏事对不起我啊，那么就叫那个法国人去招。结果果然过不了一下呢，就听到他们那个桌子下面呢就有一个人在呜呜呜的哭声啊。那大家就一问，你是某某人吗？他就说我是。
The lively discussion with everybody trying to get a word in, when they find that this French witch was not able to call back the spirit of their venerable dead master, they even advised their young madame, why don't you try to call back the spirit of your dead husband. Anyhow, she was not able to call back the departed spirit of your father-in-law. Finally, the venerable old woman felt upset for not able to see the spirit of his dead husband. She even not wished to talk. She take her 1,000 back. The French witches fell unbelievable and said, why didn't work? Let me try to call another spirit back for no charge at all. This young madame was touched by this word. She then asked this French witch to call back the spirit of her young husband. Only a while, they heard the wild sound came from under the table. People asked, are you the spirit of our young dead master? The spirit answered, yes, I am.
然后呢，他说你现在，大家就问，七嘴八舌就问了，你现在过得好不好啊？他说我因为在世的时候啊，诈欺啊，赌博啊，抢人家的妇女，我现在呢在被油煎油炸，每天都过得好痛苦。他说有什么方法能够救你呢？他说呢，以前我在人世间都不相信，现在才知道呢，原来啊在人世间呢啊真的要行善法业，要好好行善啊，你们呢看能不能哪里布施啊，用我的名义去行善，让我先离开呢那个油炸地狱之苦再说。然后呢他说，那你为什么年纪轻轻这么早就死？他说你们不知道啊，姥姥呢，你们大家都知道姥姥最疼我，其实呢姥姥啊就是因为姥姥太疼我，什么事情都为我讲话啊，让我放任。姥姥是用软剑杀我，因为呢她前一世被我害死，所以她是我真正的大冤家，他用这种软件杀我，让我纵欲，然后呢就早早让我死。 这个时候呢，他的妈妈，这个年轻人的妈妈就忍不住在旁边就出声了，那你爸爸慢你一个月时，怎么招了半天招不来呢？
People ask him that sort of question. How do you do? The spirit of their young master answered, I send into the hells of all your spot. Every day I have to suffer punishment for flying in the oil spa, because I create many of evil karma when I was alive. I like to go gambling, drinking, even robbing others' wives. They asked his young master, are we able to save you?This young spirit answered, I was never believed the truth for making the good karma while we are still alive. Are you able to do good works by using my name, letting me live away the suffer of all your spot? They kept asking him, why do you die for such a young age? He replied, you are real that granny doted on me very much. Actually, she was too indulgent with me. She ever never blamed and punished me when I default. She killed me by the soft sword. She was really my enemy because she was killed by me in past life. She spoiled me, therefore I say that I was killed by her soft sword. Moreover, the venerable older madame then asked the spirit of her dead son, where is your father now?He died 1 week before you. Why don't we able to call back the spirit of him?
他那个呢，死了的儿子啊，就呜呜大哭。他说呢，爸爸因为做太多恶事了，所以堕入阿鼻地狱太深了，根本出不来。他的妈妈一听就很生气，说：胡说！你爸爸做了这么多善事。又是盖庙啊，又是共振啊，又是行善，又是建医院，又是建学校的，怎么会堕入阿鼻地狱？他说：“爸爸做大官，坑害太多人，杀了太多人。他做的那些善事是为了躲债，就是躲避那个税啊，国税。啊，为了漏税，根本不是真心诚意的行善。所以呢，他现在堕入阿鼻地狱当中太深了。”根本就出不来了。
His dead son then cried loudly. He answered to her mom, they had created a bunch of evil karmas. He was not able to escape from the hell of avidity, which unintermittent suffering, where sinners die andare reborn to suffer without interval. Her mom was angry and said, you are nonsense. Your father was a merrymaker. He had been created lots of good karma, including of building up the temples, school, and hospital, offerings, the sangha, and so on.I am not believe it at all that he sent into the hell of avidity. Her dead son answered, Pop frame up lots of innocent common people by using his right as official quarters. All good karma he had made, which was just an idea to avoided the government tax. He was not doing the good karma with his truly mind. He was not able to escape from the hell of avarice.
所以呢，在世间呢，本来可以用这个身体去行一切善法，去造诸恶业。那么他让别人痛苦，自己也感受痛苦，今生痛苦，死亡也痛苦。那么我们现在也知道，原来呢，溺爱、不教育是软刀子杀人。也知道说呢，没有真心诚意，为了躲国家的税务而去行的所谓善法，并非真行善。
Indeed, we are able to create the good karma by our physical bodies, yet we make lots evil karma by this physical body. The evil karma you make that would make other insuffer in even of yourself. You will feel suffer at present life even hereafter.We realize that if we spoil the children, we all educated them, which would represent as a soft sword that will kill others. We also realize that if we are not doing good karma with the sincerely of mind, just as the old venerable master,who create good karma for evading the tax, the thing they have been created would able to be called by the good karma.
是此处喜，时候他处喜，修诸福业者，两处俱欢喜。现习我修福，生善趣更喜。
Here one's grace, one's grace hereafter. In both wise is the merry maker great. Merry I have done. Serially one is great, and more one's grace passes to blessing full state.
那么现在呢，在今生当中充满了欢喜，为什么呢？因为能广结善缘而欢喜，从心中所流露无量的善根，能够注入一切众生心海，结无量众生善根缘而欢喜。因为因地当中所种的是欢喜的善缘，所以呢，死后，这里死后所说的就是果报，果报呢，所呈现的必然也是欢喜。
Here one great, one who is filled with grace and happiness in this life. How come?Because we have the chance to increase our good blessing with others. The happiness mind we have owned that will pour into the minds of other living beings as a cool and refreshing pond. Therefore, we will fall with happiness when the coarse ground is true and happiness. Therefore,One is great hereafter. The hereafter at the point refers to the effects and karma that people will attain in their next life. Then people receive the happiness karma in their next life.
那么修种种呢善福之业呢的人啊，就会呢生也欢喜，所受的果报也欢喜啊。现在的欢喜是我愿众生离苦， 如果众生都能够离苦，那么所有一切众生也不忍我受苦，所以我不管生去哪里，众生都会善护念我，因为知道如此而更欢喜。
In birth, wife is the merry maker great. The doer of good is happy in this life. Even he will receive the happiness blessing karma in the next life. They feel happiness at present life because they are willing to save all living beings doing away from the suffering.And other living beings didn't have the heart seeing you in suffer. No matter where you are, all living beings are full with happiness to get along with you. You did realize the truth. We are more happiness.
好像呢，在佛陀时代有一个长者呢，他是一个很肯乐善布施的一个长者，而且呢对待呢贫穷孤苦都很好，每天呢都有2000名僧人呢那么在他家呢，以及另外一个也是很好的这个女居士家接受供养。
In the Buddha's time, there was a venerable manHe was willing to help others. He even liked to offering and giving to others. He was also nice to other poor people. Every day, 2,000 monks took their meal in his house, and a large number in the house of the eminent female lay disciple.
这个长者呢就要他的长女他总共有3个女儿，他要他的大女儿呢学习佛法。那么这个大女儿呢对佛学及戒律，佛陀所说的戒律呢都能够专心学习，所以因为这样而证出果罗汉。
This venerable man had 3 daughters. He appointedHis oldest daughter, the latter showed the monk's customary attentions, her hand to the law, and as a result attained the full of conversion.
然后呢她就结婚了，并且呢去居住在她的丈夫家里。过后呢她的这个长者呢又叫她的女儿一样学习佛法。她也跟她的姐姐一样证得出果之后也嫁人了，也住在她丈夫家。所以呢长者啊就指示呢教导她的最小的女儿也应该学习佛法跟戒律。最后呢这个女儿更加精进，终于证得呢出果二果阿罗汉，并且呢不愿意结婚，就住在呢家里帮助这个长者呢行一切善法业。
Afterwards, he married and went to live with her husband's family. Then he appointed his second daughter, who followed her older sister's example, obtaining the fruit of conversion, and afterwards marrying a goldand going to live with the family of her husband. Finally, he appointed his youngest daughter. She obtained the fruit of second path, but remained unmarried. She helped his father to benefit other living beings.
那么这样经过一段时间之后呢，后来啊这个小女儿就生病了，将死亡。那么这个长者呢就赶快赶到啊他那个女儿那里，就问她：我亲爱的女儿啊，你怎么啦？那小女儿呢就说呢：你在说什么啊，我亲爱的弟弟， 那长者呢就觉得很奇怪，他说，我亲爱的女儿啊，你怎么讲话语无伦次了呢？你是不是害怕了啊？这时候呢，他那个小女儿啊，就说，我不害怕啊，弟弟啊。然后他就不再开口，就这样子呢去世了。
As time goes by, his youngest daughter was ill and in the refectory. He speak to his youngest daughter, "What is it, dear daughter?" But his younger daughter answered to him,What say you, dear youngest brother? And he speak to his younger daughter. You talk incoherently, dear daughter. She answered, I am not talking incoherently, youngest brother. He asked his daughter, Are you afraid, dear daughter? She answered his father,I am not afraid, youngest brother. She say no more.
那个长者呢是正出果的阿罗汉啊，但是呢仍然无法忍住心中的悲伤。他为他的女儿尸体呢举行葬礼之后呢，就哭哭啼啼的到佛陀那儿。佛陀就安慰他，长者啊，为什么你难过与悲伤呢？他说啊，世尊，我的女儿啊死了，那么你为何哭丧着脸呢？不是每个人最后都得死吗？这长子就说，我知道啊世尊，但是我的女儿这么循规蹈矩，让我悲伤的是，当我想到她临终时，她为什么神志不清呢？
Although theVenerable man had obtained full of conversion. He was unable to bear the grief that arose with him. Accordingly, when he had performed the funeral rites over his daughter's body, he went weeping to the Buddha. Buddha speak to him.Venerable man, how is it that you come to me sad and sorrowful, with tears in your eyes weeping? He answered to the Buddha, Buddha, my youngest daughter is dead. Buddha answered to him, Well, why do you weep? Is it not death certain for all?The venerable man answered to the Buddha, I know that, Buddha, but my daughter was so modest and so conscientious. What grieved me so much is the thought that when she died, she was not in her right sense.
佛陀就问呢，你的女儿是说了什么呢？啊，那长者就回答，他说，我叫啊，我亲爱的女儿，她却回答我，你说什么啊，我亲爱的弟弟？我说，你说话语无伦次啊，我的女儿。他说，我没有语无伦次啊，弟弟。于是我又问他，你是不是害怕呢，我亲爱的女儿啊？他就回答我，他并不害怕弟弟，之后他就去世了。
The Buddha kept asking him, But what did your youngest daughter say, Venerable man? And he answered to the Buddha, Buddha, I addressing her as dear daughter. And she replied,What say you, dear youngest brother? Then I say to her, You talk incoherently, dear daughter. And she answered me, I am not talking incoherently, youngest brother. I asked her, Are you afraid, dear daughter? She answered me, I am not afraid, youngest brother. She said no more, but died immediately.
这时候呢，佛陀就跟长者说啊，长者啊，你的女儿说话没有语无伦次啊。那长者就问为什么呢？那为什么他这么说呢？啊，这时候佛陀就说啊，你的确呢是他的弟弟啊，长者，在圣道的果位当中，他正二果阿罗汉，他的果位比你高，你只是初果阿罗汉，所以呢他才这么说啊。那长者就说，哦，是这样吗，世尊？那佛陀就说，确实是这样，长者。
The Buddha speak to the Venerable Man. Venerable Man, your daughter did not talk incoherently. He asked Buddha, but why did she speak though? Buddha answered, solely because you were her youngest brother. Venerable Man, your daughter was old in the path and the fruits. For while you have attained but the fruit of conversion, your daughter had attained path and the fruit that she spoke though. Was that the reason, Buddha? He speak to the Buddha. Then Buddha answered to him, That was the reason, Venerable Man.
这时候呢，长者又说呢，我这个女儿在世的时候啊，她令亲友充满了喜悦啊。那么她在去世的时候呢，有自己知道，毫无恐怖安详。那么请问佛陀啊，她现在去世之后出生在哪里呢？佛陀就说呢，她现在在刀立天当中重新出生。所以呢，如果生与众生乐，那么你死的时候呢，仍然呢也可以与众生同乐，而众生也不忍你受苦，那我们就知道呢，现在欢喜我修福，那么生散去呢就更加的欢喜。
He then asked Buddha, Where has she now been reborn?The Buddha answered to him, In the world of the Susaita gods, Venerable Man. And he speak to the Buddha, Buddha, while my daughter remained here among her kinsfolk, she went about rejoicing, and when she went hence, she was reborn in the Deva world.Then the Buddha said to him, It is even so, Venerable Man, they that are heedful, be they lawful or religions, rejoice both in this world and in the world beyond. One who may rejoice to other living beings, and other living beings didn't haveThe heart seeing you in suffer. Therefore, we say, Marie, I have met. Serenely, one is great, and more one's great passes to blessing for stays.
自责生之耻。所行不放逸，不放逸得乐，喜悦于圣境。
The wise then, recognizing this as the distinction of heedfulness, pleased with the sphere of noble ones, in heedfulness rejoicing.
那么一个有智慧的人能够呢深深的知道放逸呢懈怠啊，会让我们堕落，会让我们受苦，所以呢所作所为呢都啊朝着呢不放逸而精进。
A wise man who is able to realize that being heedless and lazy is the major point that causes one in suffer. Therefore, the wise person is heedfulness and one is diligent.
那么什么是放逸呢？其实啊，我们现在人，每一个人都不承认自己放逸。包括呢在家出家的人，出家的人认为自己很勤于努力的念佛拜佛念经啊，度众生啊，转法轮，哪里有放逸精进的很。在家人呢每天很忙啊，忙工作忙子女忙家里忙家庭，怎么有放逸呢？
What is considered to be a heedful person? No one considers themselves as a heedful person, no matter the left-hand cultivator or the lay people. The left-hand cultivator considers themselves who are diligent for practicing the way. As they see the name, as reciting the name of Buddha, bowing the bow Buddha,reading the sutra, reading the Dharma, or saving the living beings. They consider themselves as the diligent person. The lay people are also busy every daily life. They have been working for their family, children, and so on. How can they be considered as the heedless ones?
那么这是为什么呢？很多人不明白真正的不放逸精进的含义。所以呢精进就是不间断的明，也就是不没有停止的光明。如何是不间断的明呢？那就是白，明明白白自己心起之处的行为，促使我们呢身体所行的因缘，不间断的深观自己的心，让自己的心安住正法的光明，没有停止的，这个是不放逸的精进。
This is whyLots of people do not understand the deeply meaning of heedfulness. What is said diligent? It means that no disconnecting of blindness. What is said the no disconnecting of blindness? It refers to the word of understanding. To understand your own mind when the first thought came out from mind. Never be disconnected to observe your mind and thinking. Every thought you own has to be followed by the proper Dharma. This is called the diligent and heedfulness.
那么什么是放逸呢？就是啊，很容易间断，而不知道只是随着呢因缘的流转，好像呢早上起来，我们早上睡醒，如果你是一个不放逸的人，那么你就早上起来就念佛念法念僧，当你在吃饭的时候你也醒觉，知道自己在吃饭，然后呢起那个悲心愿世界 各地所有一切众生都充满了饱足。去上班的时候呢，就起那个大愿心，愿所有一切众生远离工作烦恼痛苦，常心乐于安住自己的本分事。下班的时候干车流这么多呢，那我们就啊祝福所有在开车的人呢，能够心平气和，那沿路上呢都无诸障难。在回到家的时候呢，我们又祝福很欢喜，愿我今天所遇一切众生都能够呢，如果我有过失，受我忏悔。整日当中都在正法念的护念之下，这是不放逸的。
Who is considered as a heinous one? One who is always disconnected for everything that we're doing. One who does not understand themselves. They are just stripped with the tide. If you are a heinous person, every day when you just wake up, you will recite the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. While you are eating,You enlighten and pray for all living beings in universal world who is full. While you go to work, you vow that every living being can do away of worries. Every day when you get off from job, you pray for no traffic and everyone is safely while driving home.And you got home, you pray for every living being that you have met today that will forgive and me if I have done something bad to them. Though through of my body speaking and mind, whole day you live peace for enjoy the proper Dharma.
什么是放逸呢？早上睁开眼睛，哎呀，真讨厌，我要多睡一下。好了，多睡20分钟，匆匆忙忙去刷牙，匆匆忙忙呢随便塞一块面包，匆匆忙忙呢，哎，时间又到了，又去上班，到工作岗位上烦死了，我要做这么多事情，没有一点感恩知足的心，没有一点喜乐的付出，整天呢都驱策这个身形匆匆忙忙，然后呢活得很没有意义，一个间断一个间断都散发出呢不净不欢喜的恶臭，这个就是一个放逸者。
Who is considered as aHeinous one, every morning when you just wake up, you are not rejoicing with the life. You brush your teeth and put it down a few mouthful of bread and hurry go to work. You complain, time's up, I have to go to work. While you are in office,You feel so bored to work for that document. You have no grateful mind at all. You are not rejoicing doing the thing. Your life has no meaning at all. Every disconnected thinking you have that is spent out one kind of unhappy feeling to others. This is the hideous person.
那么中国字呢是非常有智慧啊。我们中国字有一个字叫忙，这个忙呢就是一个心在一个死亡的亡，如果你一忙忘记运用你的光明的心，那么你就等于是死亡。所以每天呢不认识字，能够驱策你这个身去运作所有一切因缘的是你的光明的心，那么就是一个放逸的人。所以放逸的人就如同驱策一个死尸一样，既不能 感谢面包的甘美，也不能感谢呢所有啊这些员工啊啊给我这份工作啊，大家分工合作的感谢，也不能感谢呢这么多人啊辛苦建造这栋房子给我住。所以同样是用到这个心，喜乐与衰亡就看个人的福报。
A Chinese character of Mang reverses the meaning of busy. It combines with two characters. On the left side of the word, it is the character of heart. On the right side of the word, it is the character of death. When you are being busy, you forgot to use your brightness mind, and this time you are considered as a day person. Your brightness mind leads your body to create all conditions. The heinous ones are that the dead. They won't have the grateful mind to other to have the brain. They won't have the grateful mind to their boss who give them the chance to work for them. They won't have the grateful mind to all of their neighbors who work for them. They won't ever have the grateful mind to all other people who build a house for them to live. Whatever your mind did the body's action, whatever you want to be with the rejoicing mind or unhappy mind are depend on yourself.
所以为什么不放逸的人会快乐呢？因为明白所有一切从我们心起到我们身体去接触环境的一切真实过程的因缘，那么充满了感谢这个世间的人为我们付出，所以就会欢喜所有点点滴滴变化殊胜的境界。
Why do the heedful one is rejoicing? Because they understand the truth of Dharma. They are always full with the grateful mind to all other living beings who work for themselves. Therefore, they are truly rejoiced for whatever condition that they are undergo at their daily life.
智者常坚忍，勇猛修禅定，解脱得安稳，证无上涅槃。
They meditate persistently, constantly, they firmly strive, the steadfast to Nibbana reach, the unexcelled secret from bones.
所以一个有智慧的人，因为深深的体解从我们心中所起的每一个过程，也就是我们的心念，都用光明的心运用，再来用到我们的身形，然后呢以身形去运作接触于这个环境所回受回来，我们都知道它一定经过成住坏空四个过程，成就每一个因缘，然后开始老化变坏，到最后呢能做的人与所做之者全部都是空。因为这样的关系，所以一个智慧的人能升观，就可以坚定能够忍受欢喜受所有一切境界所产生的因缘。
A wise person, they understand the truth of Dharma. They understand to use their brightest mind, even their single tiny thought, as a foundation to lead their body action. And it will undergo the fourth stage of life, of living, building, destroying, and empty. Finally, they are all become empty, because it is so. A wise person is able to endure with a joyful mind whatever the condition, even the cause and effect that they will have met.
因为呢，知道所有一切世间因缘真实的过程，所以呢，勇敢呢，猛于接受所有所呈现的环境，但是必须用光明的智慧心去观察，这个一切都是如幻化。刹那刹那呢都一直变化，因为这样子呢就能够深入这个清净过滤的思维，就产生呢不会动摇被这些环境变化所迷惑的心，所以就产生三昧定。
Because we understand the truth of Dharma,Brief and accept all conditions that you have met with the brightness and wisdom mind, and we will realize that the thing is keeping change every single moment, and you will have a firmly mind, and you will attain the samnaya, which is the power of abstract or extantic.Meditation.
如此呢，身观所有呈现在面前的一切的呢形状事物，身观它的前因，深自入的观察它的后果，我们就可以真实明白这些因缘来处去处皆无常。那就不会被这些变幻的迷惑所绑缚，如此呢，我们就可以解脱，善用于这些所有事物境界，而不贪心的呢，执着认为我所拥有的话，就不会有失去之苦，就会有善用的安稳。这样呢，就能够证得无上的解脱涅槃。
To observe the truth very carefully, to observe the cause and effect for everything, we will realize that all things are impermanent, and we won't be blind up by those changeable and confusing conditions.And then we are able to be free and reach the Nirvana. To use all things in the proper way and do not treat them as yours. And then you won't have suffered for being lost them one day. And then you are able to attain and reach the bliss of Nirvana.
就好像呢，曾经有一个居士有一次呢，带着他的孙子来寺庙看我，然后我就问师父：“你看我这个孙子多么有福报相啊！”然后我给所有人算命，都说他将来会很好。师父，你看怎么样
？One time there was a lay woman.Brought his grandson to visit me at our temple. She asked me, Shifu, how perfectly outlooking my grandson is. My grandson has numerous of blessings, The fortune teller ever told to me that he will achieve the higher and great achievement in future. 师父, how do you feel?
那个女人又说呢，师父啊，这个算命的啊，很多人都讲啊，我这个孙子呢，不用做就有得吃了。那么你觉得我这个孙子怎么样啊？我说啊，你这个问题问得很好，可是你问错人了。那些人呢，可能是捧你，可能是需要你。可是呢，我是一个僧人呢，我不能骗你。他说，师父，你怎么讲这样呢？
This lay woman kept spoken to me, 师父, the fortune teller even told me that my grandson does not need to work and he will have the food to eat. How do you feel about my grandson? I answer her, this isA good question, but you ask the wrong person. Those people were proud of you and your grandson because they wish to get profit from you. Yet I am a monk, a cultivator. I am not able to cheat you. She said, 师父, why do you say so?
我说啊，这个小孩子将来好不好，要问你自己。你如果从现在开始，给这个小孩子呢读正人之书，读那个国王啊，总统或是伟人传记，让他发大愿，成为对世界有大利益的人，他肯定是好的。如果你现在呢所教导他是懒惰，光吃光用不付出，又教他杀盗淫妄，将来好不好那很难说。所以你这个问题应该问你怎么样在他人生的过程当中前因给他种下好的因，你才会有好的后果收。光坐在这里连种都不种，我看那一颗种子可能会枯死。
I answer her, you have to ask yourself, from this moment, if you educate this kid by letting him read a lot of a grateful man and sage book, and he will vow to help and benefit all other living beings, then he will attain the higher achievement in his future. If you educate him to be lazy, he only knew to eat and play, but doing nothing at all, I am not able to promise you that he will attain the higher achievement in his future life. Therefore, you have to ask yourself, how do you teach him? And you have to plant the good and pure seed for him.Finally, you will receive a good effect. If you only speaking instead of doing, even a good seed that will die for it.
所以你要炫耀，要问人的时候，不要先问自己，我要种什么因，而不要忘记要去种，而不是只是坐在那里想。你既不问自己想要种什么因，也不亲手去栽种，通通不要奢望。
Therefore, before you proud of someone, you have to ask yourself first, before you ask others out, what kind of cause that you have created, and don't forget that you are to do it.Instead of sitting there and doing nothing, don't be full with hopefulness.